The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 1-0 in conference play and 5-0 overall. Iowa hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, sure. We're very pleased to get the win last week in our opener, and to do it on the road is really special. It's a very challenging place to compete and play. So to come out of the victory, we're very happy, and certainly enjoyed that on Sunday. But we quickly have to turn our attention to Illinois, who's playing really at a high level right now. They come in 4-1 and 1-0 in the conference, and I thought played a great football game on Saturday to come from behind to get a victory. So we've got our hands full, and we're just working as hard as we can to be ready for Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Again, that is star 1.
Coach, to get things started here, Desmond King had just another great performance over the weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what his impact has been this season?
Yeah, he's really doing a great job in a couple areas for us, and it's interesting. He got thrown into the mix right in our first ball game 2 years ago as a true freshman, and I'm not sure he was ready to play, but he jumped in and really played very well all year long. Last year, I wouldn't say it's not that he played badly, but he didn't take a major step forward, and I don't think that's totally uncommon with young players sometimes, but where I'm going on the whole thing is this year he's just playing at a much different level, and I think that's accumulation of his experience, and then the other part is he just is an older player. I think he knows how to study the game a little bit better now, so he's really made some big plays for us on defense, doing a great job at the interceptions and covering people well, and then obviously the other big thing that he's added to his game is the return game portion, and that's kickoff and punt. So he's really just doing a good job, and if we're going to have a good football team, certainly we need our older, more experienced guys playing their best, and Desmond's doing a wonderful job for us right now.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett from ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, I saw that you guys are the only team in FBS that hasn't allowed a rushing touchdown yet this season. What's been the key for you guys in that area?
Well, I don't know if it's part of a master plan, certainly the touchdown aspect of it, but that was something we were focused on. We had several things on our list that we felt like we really needed to get better at this year, and we've only played 5 games, so we're hardly even halfway home here. But one of the things on our list, we didn't stop the run last year the way we want to, and that's kind of a building block, I think, of any good defensive football team. And unfortunately, we did not do well last year, so there are a lot of things that we felt like we needed to improve. That was one area. And, again, we're only five games into this thing. But, I think our guys are doing a good job. They're making a real effort for us to be a better defensive football team against the rush. And, the touchdown part of that's probably just luck, too, as well. But, nonetheless, the guys are working hard.
Yeah, and I guess it goes hand-in-hand with that. But your red zone defense has also been really good this year. Is that another point of emphasis for you guys?
Yeah, it was both offensively and defensively, and I'd say the same thing about the run game. We didn't run the ball the way we would like to last year. So those are things that, the other thing on the list, obviously, is finishing games. But, if you can't stop the run or if you can't run it, you may not have to finish the game because you may not be in the game in the fourth quarter. And same thing with the red zone play. It's just those are critical areas, I think, for determining success of a football team.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. So the Kirk Ferentz of previous years, do you think you would have passed up that potential game-tying field goal and gone forward and also gone forward so deep in your own zone as you did on Saturday?
We've actually been doing more of that the last couple of years. So, this legend of the new Kirk, I don't know if anybody's been watching real closely, but some of those things we've been doing for a couple of years, the bottom line is if you win a few more games, everything looks a little bit better. And, you got to ignore those details sometimes. But, it just depends on how we're feeling and how the game's going. And a lot of that stuff we talk about during the week, I think we're all in agreement going into the ball game, how we're going to try to play something. And we try to share that with our players, too, so they're not caught by surprise. And the good thing, you know, we went for it on the fourth and couple inches there. Not the toughest call in the world, but the good thing there, I think, was that right behind me, I didn't hear any complaining from anybody on the defense, and they were all getting their helmets on. And I think they were confident they're going to go out and get another stop if they had to. If we got stopped, you know, we did make the first down. Unfortunately, we turned it over on the next play, and that's exactly what they had to do. So I think the thing I'm most pleased about is just, you know, the whole team's together. The attitude's good, and, you know, offense is supporting the defense, vice versa, and everybody's supporting special teams.
What is there's some talk that Brian Ferentz contributed to the legend of the new Kirk. Of course, you think the new Kirk is the same as the old Kirk, but did he have a lot of input in the offseason about, you know, what seems like a bit of a new philosophy with your program?
You know, as it pertains to him, you know, he's been very opinionated for quite some time. And when he worked in New England, he was hardly hesitant to call in those complaints. It was like a talk show that, you know, you didn't want to be on. So that hasn't changed at all. But to the bigger point, I think this has all been it's been an entire staff effort. And I think the real story, in my opinion, and I've said this publicly a couple times, you know, we went through a real regeneration of our program. You know, we went 13 years with the same coordinators. Norm Parker retired. Ken O'Keefe went to the NFL. Two outstanding coordinators. Not good. They're outstanding coordinators. So, you know, we were really lucky. We went 13 years with the same leadership. Now we're 3 years in with Phil Parker, who's doing a great job as our defensive coordinator, and Greg Davis is a great offensive coach. But the bigger point is, you know, just like in the early 2000s, it took a while for our staff to gel, to learn each other's moves, and I think that's where we're at right now at this staff. You know, it's been a couple years in the making, but so to your question, you know, back in the wintertime, everybody made a contribution. Everybody's opinions and thoughts are important, and, you know, we all tried to talk things out, and any adjustments we may have made, you know, we've done it as a staff, not just, you know, one person or, you know, me dictating to everybody else what we're going to do.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick from Omaha Rural Herald.
Kirk, can you give a few details on kind of why Cole Fisher is shaken loose and made a pretty big impact here so far?
Yeah, Cole's a good story. And, you know, for us to win, we need good stories, and he's one of them certainly. And, you know, his dad was an excellent player when he got here, a three-year starter for us, was the most valuable offensive lineman in the Big Ten back in 86. And I think what Cole got from his dad, he got all of that just, you know, coachability, first of all, and Dave was a tremendously coachable player, yeah. His dad. But, you know, Cole has been extremely coachable. He's got a good feel for what he's supposed to do. And his biggest challenge when he got here, he walked on, you know, he just wasn't able to do it physically. He was the same height as he is now, but he just didn't have the strength or girth. And he's worked extremely hard to get caught up physically. He's a 300-pound guy now, and he's in his fourth year. So all those things, it's just, you know, the bottom line is, you know, he's a good player because he works extremely hard, and he's really a guy that takes great pride in what he does, and he's very, very detail-oriented. You know, he's just a great learner. So those are good combinations if a guy's got requisite ability, and Cole certainly has that.
Good. Thanks, Kirk.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll
talk
to you again next week.
Bye-bye.